God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sic ut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Greatly we honor the exalted triumph of Christ's apostle, crowned with all his merits, faithful to Jesus, Barnabas once suffered violence and torment. Gracious and noble, he renounced his farmlands, that a new people might abound and prosper, first known as Christian, strong in faith and kindness, loving and joyful, gladly observing Paul in all his greatness. He found and brought him to combine their labors. Moved by the Spirit, they traversed wide regions, faithful companions. He spared no labor, seeking Christ with fervor, baptizing many, fostering them with goodness, till he proved worthy of the palm of victory, shedding his life blood. Through the petitions of so great a servant, give us the strength, Lord, to pursue salvation, that we may ever sing your praise together, dwelling in heaven. Amen. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Hear this, all you peoples, give heed all who dwell in the world, men both high and low, rich and poor alike. My lips will speak words of wisdom, my heart is full of insight. I will turn my mind to a parable, with the harp I will solve my problem. Why should I fear in evil days the malice of the foes who surround me? Men who trust in their wealth and boast of the vastness of their riches. For no man can buy his own ransom or pay a price to God for his life. The ransom of his soul is beyond him. He cannot buy life without end, nor avoid coming to the grave. He knows that wise men and fools must both perish and must leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling place from age to age, though their names spread wide through the land. In his riches man lacks wisdom. He is like the beasts that are destroyed. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sic ut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, says the Lord. This is the lot of those who trust in themselves, who have others at their beck and call. Like sheep they are driven to the grave, where death shall be their shepherd, and the just shall become their rulers. With the morning their outward show vanishes, and the grave becomes their home. But God will ransom me from death, and take my soul to himself. Then do not fear when a man grows rich, when the glory of his house increases. He takes nothing with him when he dies, his glory does not follow him below. Though he flattered himself while he lived, men will praise me for all my success. Yet he will go to join his fathers, and will never see the light anymore. In his riches man lacks wisdom, he is like the beasts that are destroyed. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum, amen. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, says the Lord. Adoration and glory belong by right to the Lamb who was slain. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals, for you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum, amen. Adoration and glory belong by right to the Lamb who was slain. We always give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in our prayers for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you bear toward all the saints. Moved as you are by the hope held in store for you in heaven, you heard of this hope through the message of truth, the gospel, which has come to you, has borne fruit, and has continued to grow in your midst, as it has everywhere in the world. Tell all the nations how glorious God is.
Tell all the nations how glorious God is.
Make known his wonders to every people.
How glorious God is.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Tell all the nations how glorious God is.
The whole assembly fell silent, and they listened to Barnabas and Paul describing all the signs and wonders God had worked through them among the Gentiles. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deus salutari meo, qui respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et Caenum ex hoc beatam edicent omnes generationes, qui fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius a progenie in progenies, timensibus eium, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimissit in anne, suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sic ut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sic ut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The whole assembly fell silent, and they listened to Barnabas and Paul, describing all the signs and wonders God had worked through them among the Gentiles. Our God is the Father of light. Through the good news of his Son, he has called us to believe in the truth. Let us pray now for his holy people as we say,
Lord, remember your church.
Father, you raised your Son, our good shepherd, from the dead. Make us his witnesses to the ends of the earth.
Lord, remember your church.
You sent your Son into the world to bring good news to the poor. Give us courage to bring that good news to all peoples.
Lord, remember your church.
You sent your Son to sow the word of life. Help us to sow his word and to reap its harvest with joy.
Lord, remember your church.
You sent your Son to make the world one through his blood. May all of us work together for this unity.
Lord, remember your church.
You set your Son at your right hand in the heavens. Open the gates of your kingdom to those who have died.
Lord, remember your church. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who decreed that Saint Barnabas, a man filled with faith and the Holy Spirit, should be set apart to convert the nations, grant that the gospel of Christ, which he strenuously preached, may be faithfully proclaimed by word and by deed. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Ora pro nobis sancta Dei genitrix,
ut digni officiam promissionibus Christi.